Are you feeling sporty? Well, you don't have to be competitive to get a lot of pleasure and enjoyment about sport. Now, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we talk a lot about inclusive sport. We talk with organisations like British Blind Sport, who are there to promote sport and leisure activities, not just to create Paralympians of the future, but you never know, but just for fun or to help build skills, you know, like independent mobility or confidence and so on. Well, today we are talking about the superhero events. Now, I don't know a great deal about it, but someone who does is Sophia Warner, who is behind the event. And a little bit later, we're going to be speaking with Mena and Jen, who are Paralympic skiers. But Sophia, tell me first of all about the event and a bit about your background as well, because you have been involved in sport for some time.
I'm a very retired Paralympian. I've spent the last 25 years involved in disability sport. But the Superhero Series came about with my desire to set up mass participation events for people like myself who had disabilities and might find some of the restrictions of a non-disabled event a little bit difficult to make it more enjoyable. So I think when I set it up, it was all about trying to create gutsy, fun sporting events for people with disabilities. And it was supposed to just be fun for people who didn't necessarily want to do sport all year round, but wanted to go out and raise money or just go and do something. So we have some people who do come along and take it very seriously, and they come back year after year to try and get their own personal best. But then we do have lots of families come down and do it just purely for fun. So there's a real mixture.
So how does the series work then? What do people participate in?
So the event that's coming up on the 17th of August is Superhero Try, and it's the opportunity for people to either do one, two or three events. So it's kind of a triathlon format, but typically what we see is we see families in it. So one member of the family will do the run, one family, part of the family will do the swim and then the bike. And it just means that the person who has the disability, whatever that disability may be, can take on as much or as little of the challenge as they want to.
So it can be, as you say, a challenge event, but a lot of fun as well. It sounds like you know, it will be and has been a great day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much going on the day as well as the sport. So we actively encourage our participants to dress up, and obviously being supported by Marvel this year, we'll see a lot of superhero characters. And really what we're trying to encourage people to do is to find their inner superpower. And that's where the whole superhero series kind of originated from, was to try and focus on things that made you have superpowers rather than focusing on the negative. So we're going to see lots of input from some of our super partners and lots of fun things going on the day, and storytelling and people in boats being towed. And then we'll have lots of sporting activities for people to try, like wheelchair basketball, etc. So yeah, lots to do as well as just taking part in the try.
Also joining us, we have Mena Fitzpatrick and Jen Cahoe, who are multi-medal winning Paralympic skiers. Is that a fair comment to say, guys, multi-medal winning?
Yes, we have one or two medals, or four at least, from the Winter Paralympics in Pyeongchang in 2018.
And you're in Switzerland at the moment training. How's that going?
Training's going really well. We've just done, over the summer, loads of gym stuff, getting really strong, ready for the season, and yeah, just keep building on what we've done.
Now, you're involved with the superhero event. You're really supporting this in a big way. Why is that?
So the Superhero Triathlon is one of our favourite events, partly because it's open to anybody. It's such an inclusive event. And I think the idea that anybody can be a superhero is incredible. There's such a brilliant spirit. And for us, you see the joy on families' faces. Their kid has been told that they will never do anything. And suddenly here they are taking part in a triathlon with loads of other people just having the best day. It's such a wonderful atmosphere.
You guys are involved in visually impaired skiing. You've competed all around the world. You train all over the world. What do you get from taking part in sport?
I'd probably say it's the best decision that I've ever done, and for my parents to get me involved in it is amazing. Traveling around, getting into sport, getting to know new teammates has given me so many different skills I can now take out into the world and use in every day. And it's the love you get from taking part in a team and helping somebody else get their dream as well. It's an amazing feeling. I'd probably say it's one of the best feelings.
you compete at Paralympic level. But you know, skiing's not probably the first sport that people think of that someone with a visual impairment would take part in. So how do you do it?
No, probably not. Well, my family got me into it and I just found the love of it. And yeah, we just made it possible by Jen wearing a bright orange jacket and telling me when to turn, what's coming up, and just having a bit of fun whilst we do that as well.
Jen, that's a huge responsibility you're taking on there. So, you know, the communication between you guys, the trust must be off the scale.
It is a huge responsibility, and I think sometimes people don't immediately understand that responsibility. So it's something that we kind of like, we do try and talk about. But the responsibility said, it's a team event, we're in it together, and we both have to cross that finish line in the fastest time possible. We both love it so much. Is that it's not just about one or the other. It's really both of you together going out and achieving the best you can.
Have you learned a great deal from disability sport then? Was it something you came across a bit later, or had you known about it for a while before you got involved in the skiing?
I knew a little bit about disability sport, but I didn't realise that blind people could ski, to be brutally honest. And I'm really short-sighted and was turned down by the Navy because I was too short-sighted to join them. So for me, I've always been passionate about not letting anything hold me back. And I had the opportunity to go sailing with some disabled and visually impaired people before I actually ended up doing para skiing. And it absolutely changed my world. And so when the opportunity came up to start working with para skiing, I jumped at it. I thought it was the most incredible thing. And I've not changed my opinion. It is genuinely the most rewarding, most fun thing I could ever want to do.
So the superhero event's coming up next. Are you fit and ready for it? Are you ready for the challenge?
I think we're definitely going to rise to the challenge. It's a really good opportunity for us to get a little bit of extra training and work together on our communication on the tandem rather than in skiing.
Sophia, you organise the superhero series, and Mena and Jen really looking forward to supporting that. I mean, they've taken sport, as you did, to the Paralympic level, but you know, we're just emphasising to people that you can come along and be competitive if you like. But at the end of the day, this is for fun. It's going to be a great day that people will remember and give people that kind of sense of being among a group of people having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what people need to remember is people like Mena and Jen, their discipline is skiing, and there's going to be no snow at Dorney Lake. They're coming along to inspire the next generation of people who want to be more active. They just want to demonstrate that cycling is not their sport, but they can still do other stuff. And actually, we have 30 other celebrities taking part in the event, and none of them will be taking part in the sport that they are known for doing. So everybody is going to be doing a challenge of their own on the day.
Okay, well, we're not just here to talk about the superhero series. We do want people to get involved. So first of all, Sophia, where and when does it all take place?
And it's at Dorney Lake in Windsor. It's on the 17th of August. You can find out more by going to the website, which is superheroseries.co.uk. And you can come along and volunteer as a sidekick if you want to, if you don't want to take part. But obviously, if you want to sign up and take part, we've still got some spaces left in some of the distances. So it'd be great to see as many people down there as possible.
And plenty of superheroes as well. Sophia, best of luck with the event, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.